I was in my late 20s when I finally mustered the courage to share with those closest to me the call I sensed that God had on my life. I could think of a million reasons why ordained ministry was a crazy idea for me. Further, I knew that the Commission on Ministry liked applicants with English, history, and religion degrees. And I had an art degree. And I was working in advertising and graphic design. And I was really involved in my parish. And God's call was persistent. Finally, I surrendered. Standing under a Tiffany stained glass window depicting the Annunciation, that moment that Mary said yes to God with the words, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." I spoke my less poetic words into the colored light enveloping me. "Okay. Let's take it to the church for discernment. I'll let them tell you no." But the response was yes, beginning with those closest to me. When I told my parents, who are here today, God, I want to cry. When I told my parents, they replied, "We know, we've been waiting." And then my mother opened the Bible to what is today's passage from Jeremiah and read it aloud. Jeremiah's call story resonated with me, for I understood the prophet's lament. "Ah, Lord God," as he sensed danger and conflict ahead, and offered the same excellent excuse. "Truly, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But more importantly than that, I recognized our relentless and loving God in Jeremiah's call story. That hound of heaven in pursuit of each of us and all humanity, who won't let our feeble excuses or misapplied rules, as in today's gospel, get in the way of God's mission and saving grace. God's initiative and action in Jeremiah's story, in my story, in your story, in our story, in God's story. And ultimately, God's story, this all creates the chapters and books that follow. And the well-known call stories of the Holy Scriptures are of God calling Moses and Saul, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah into service. And I wonder how many more unrecorded and untold call stories must also exist. Stories lost to history and tradition, but known to God. The Gospel of John ends with this inspiring and overwhelming thought about the works of Jesus. "If every one of them was written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." The same could be said of the call stories across the course of human history. Stories where God quietly over time or suddenly and decisively moved in a person's life, inviting them into the mission of grace. And sometimes, absolutely insisting. So, what about your story? What about your call? Because you have one. Every believer does. We all have a call to ministry. We all have a call to serve and to partner with God in God's saving work. And your call doesn't need to be dramatic like a Cecil B. DeMille movie to be authentic. And you certainly don't need to be ordained for it to count and have impact. Paul's letter to the Ephesians explains the gifts he gave, that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. The saints are to be engaged in the work of ministry. So good news. Rally day is next Sunday. And all the ministries of Christ Church Cathedral will be represented. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to explore and to learn more about the ways to get involved and further engage your calling. And this day, Clean Slate Sunday, and this time, this pause before fall programming begins, this is an opportune time for us as individuals and as a community to recall our stories and reflect on God's call to us. For doing so has a renewing and refocusing effect. Reflecting on our call stories inspires, encourages, and empowers us by reconnecting us with the experiences of divine initiative and grace. This infuses our lives and ministries with enhanced meaning and clarity, informing the path ahead, allowing the light of Christ and the values he teaches to light the way for us. Recently, I was visiting with someone about ministry opportunities, and midway through the conversation, she paused and said, "I feel a call to become involved in social justice. I've never done anything in that area, and yet, and at this point in my life, I am feeling called to that. Does that make any sense to you?" "Yes, yes it does," I said. You see, when we allow ourselves to be open to God's ongoing call to us, we can discover ourselves involved in new ministries, responding to pressing and emerging needs and issues of the day. This election season has exposed a coarseness and hostility within our country that cannot be ignored. Whatever the outcome of the election, there is much work to be done in terms of racial reconciliation, economic inequalities, and social injustices. This is the work of modern-day prophets and saints, and God is presently raising them up. It could be that God is calling you into new and unfamiliar territory in response to this, to partner with unexpected partners, to organize, to get creative with compassion for the healing of God's people and the building up of Christ's body, expanding and broadening our notion of what it is to be a disciple today. Exciting, hopeful, daunting. I'm thinking of Jeremiah. "Aha, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only..." Fill in the blank with your own insecurities. One more story. At my first interview with the Commission on Ministry in the Diocese of Dallas, a crusty theology professor from Seminary of the Southwest said, "Genevieve, I see a lot of studio classes on your transcript. How do you suppose you'll do in the rigorous academic setting of seminary?" And the truth is, I kind of wondered too. But in that moment, I reconnected with the source of grace that is my call story. And while God was calling me into a future that I could not yet fully envision, I knew God loved me, was with me, and would never forsake me. With the image of the Annunciation in my mind and imagining myself enveloped in light, I replied to that professor. I replied with the words that Gabriel said to Mary, "Nothing will be impossible with God." At my reply, several members of the commission smiled and chuckled with approval, and one clergy person nodded and said, God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. Our God makes all things new and calls us again and again into the divine mission of saving grace and reconciling love. Let us be inspired by all the saints who have gone before us and have been lights to their generations. And may we as individuals and as a community be the light of Christ in our society. And this day, let us hear those commissioning words that God gave to Jeremiah. They are words for us today, too, the church. Listen. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. May God's kingdom reign in our hearts today and in this world. Amen.